Nothing screams classy industry event like a Halloween masquerade. Sure, this might seem like a night of thinly veiled debauchery, but every ad agency in the tri-state area is prowling around tonight. All with their eyes on the same prize. Pearson. The lucky devils that can land that account will be sitting pretty by the time the Super Bowl rolls around. Rumor has it Pearson's ad buy budget will be astronomical next year, and I can think of no better agency to nab that trophy than ours. The guys in creative are practically salivating thinking about storyboarding that 30-second spot. Dev mainly shit-talk the poor UX design of tonight's Evites, and every single accounts executive is trying to down some last-minute liquid courage before finding some poor soul to corner and humble brag to all night long. Enter me, the only accounts woman who can ignore an open bar with Halloween-themed drinks and focus on the goal. I will get my hands on Pearson. And in order to do that, I need to pick the brains of the competition. I'm sure one of these loose-lipped losers will spill their guts if I just give them a little prod. Now let's see. Who looks like a good patsy? Not her, she's got intern written all over her. Even with that Phantom of the Opera mask on, dude seems like one of those hard asses from IT. Probably best not to mess with those guys. Hello, who do we have here? It's no secret that advertising favors the young and energetic. So to see this out-of-place, middle-aged wallflower awkwardly sipping an overpriced beer in a dollar store mask makes me think he's probably a bigwig. Someone so tenured in this industry that he's no longer swayed by the glitz and glamour of name-brand clients. Someone who, more than likely, would trade it all for just one good night of sleep. That suit's seen better days. And if I took off that mask, I'm sure that no amount of concealer in the world could hide the decades worth of dark circles he's hiding. He's perfect! Those on the cusp of burnout have nothing to lose, and thus are perfectly exploitable. Let's see what Mr. Dollar Store Mask has to say. Some party. I never knew there were so many people in our industry. Yeah? I can imagine. I've only been in my current place for 6 months or so I'm still learning the ropes. Guys like this probably love feeling like they're a big fish in a small pond. So the more I praise him and self-deprecate, the more likely I could squeeze something good out of him. You seem like you've seen a thing or two. Definitely more level-headed than Batman and Scooby-Doo over there doing keg stands. Oh, come on now. Not everyone in advertising drinks like a fish. This isn't Mad Men. Well, if it were, then would that make you Don Draper? I'm kidding. I'm sure your wife and kids wouldn't appreciate the analogy. What? You're single? Ah, fair point. It's hard to find time to start a family when you're neck deep in round 53 of revisions at 2 in the morning. Still, things usually calm down after the holiday rush. Wow, you've been in the business for 15 years? That's crazy. I can't even begin to imagine how many accounts you have under your belt. My hat goes off to you, good sir. Oh yeah? So you've heard the rumors too. Yeah, Pearson's gonna be one hell of a win to whatever agency manages to get them. I would tell you who I work for, but it's a masquerade, remember? Secrecy's part of the fun. Why don't you call me Cleo? No, not like the TV psychic scam artist from the 90s. I meant Cleopatra, you know, the Egyptian queen. Yeah, well, either way, to survive in this world, you need the qualities of both. And to that I say, cheers. So, what do you know about Pearson anyway? A man as experienced as you surely can figure out which way the wind is blowing by now, right? Really? You can't trust a woman in a mask with an alias? Your instincts are sharp. But between you and me, I have no stake in this game. The VPs and seniors are the ones fighting and clawing for position. Me? I just like watching the fireworks. The fact is, here, just like in corporate America, good people burn out way too soon. And honestly, as fun and lucrative as this work is, sometimes don't you just want to come home at a reasonable hour and unwind? Maybe even having someone waiting for you to alleviate you from making just one more decision that day. See, you get it. I bet you've seen it all at this point. The stories you could tell. It's exhausting to be on guard all the time. Frankly, the idea of someone else taking control, giving your brilliant mind a break, must be so appealing. Like I said, I have no interest in politics. I just want to have a good time tonight. And if that means hanging out with the odd man out, so be it. What do you say? Want to keep me company tonight, Mr. Dollar Store Mask? Yes, it's obvious. But hey, not everyone can pull off cheap PVC plastic, but for you, it works. What? I thought you were just making conversation. You seriously know who Pearson's leaning towards? Oh, yeah, you're right. The walls definitely have ears here. Maybe we can find somewhere quieter? Oh, it's fine. Remember, it's Halloween. You've got a free pass tonight to do whatever you want. You can worry about tomorrow's hangover at our 9 a.m. hot sheet. Now come on. Okay, I think this is private enough. That's the problem with venues like this. Every room is a damn echo chamber. Frankly, I'm surprised that this coat closet is even empty. Aren't there usually drunken hookups or something that would happen in here? Oh, our agency had a scandal like that too, at the last Christmas party. So, anyway, you were saying about Pearson? Uh-huh. Yeah. Their CEO actually said that? Wow. So the entire Super Bowl ad buy was just a wayward rumor they never bothered to correct. Do they have any idea how many accounts we deprioritized for them? Ridiculous. Absolutely fucking ridiculous. I envy how calm you are knowing this. Maybe all the experience really did desensitize you to setbacks. What do you mean you're the opposite of that? You're sensitive? Sorry, I'm not quite catching what you mean. Well, whew, easy there. I don't want you getting hurt in this closet. Wait. Are you blushing? Maybe the alcohol's finally getting to you. You know, it's actually kind of cute. Seeing a grown-ass man stumble and jumble his words together like a teenager. It's almost like you've never been tipsy before. If you're not tipsy, then why is your face so goddamn red? Don't tell me Mr. Dollar Store Mask is getting ideas being alone in this tiny, tiny space with me. You would think having a mask on would be liberating for you. But clearly, you're still hanging on by just a thread. And I would say the bulge between your legs tells a different story. Listen, you don't know me. I don't know you. Why not forget everything and just lean into this? I know you want to. You are so cute when you stammer, especially when I run my hand down this seam here. Must be so uncomfortable, practically having a tent in your slacks. You can't possibly go out like this. Everyone in the tri-state area will see how touch-starved you are. You deny it, but look, you can't seem to stop throbbing against my hand. Such a naughty fucking boy. Was that a little whimper? Do it again. Come on, I know you have one more in you. What if I just grab you tighter? Ooh, there you go. Didn't know your voice could go up that many octaves. Yes, that's it. Lean into my hand. You like when I rub you through your pants, don't you? Such a greedy boy. Tell you what, why don't you beg for it? Say, please take out my rock hard cock, mommy. So what if I'm younger than you? Look, tomorrow morning, you can go back to being an aggressive, hot-blooded big shot that your coworkers absolutely adore and respect. But for tonight, in this tiny little coat closet, you'll call me mommy and ask for the things you've always been too cowardly to say out loud. Fuck your inhibitions. Tell me exactly what you want. Such a good boy. I'll put you out of your misery and unzip you. Nice and slow. Let's take this down too, shall we? Would you look at that? Looks like you were hiding more than just your face. Such a fat fucking cock. I bet it would look so good between my lips. Shh. No more words. Let me show you exactly how appreciative I am of your intel on Pearson. Let's start with running my tongue from the bottom of your shaft up to your tip. And then back down again. And then back up. Look at you twitch. What if I run my tongue round and round this little tip of yours? What are you gonna do about it? It feels so good relinquishing control like this. And those pretty little moans make it all worthwhile. Mm. doesn't matter. All that you need to think about is you and me. And how wobbly your legs are gonna be when you walk out of here. Such a good little slut. You're close. If you're gonna come, ask me for permission. I'm serious. You want me to finish you with my mouth? Then ask for it properly. Good job. I said I'd let you finish in my mouth. I never said a damn thing about swallowing. All of this excess gum I'm just gonna use to coat your shaft. Like this. It should feel slutty, especially considering how much you spilled into my mouth. Here, taste yourself. Wouldn't you like to know? Slide your hand under my skirt and check for yourself. That's right. There's nothing that makes me wetter than seeing a well-adjusted man reduced down to whining in the throes of depravity. Keep going. Use your fingers. Feel what you do to mommy's pussy. Yeah? Fuck, that's it. Oh, such a good fucking boy. Such a good fucking boy. Tasting your cum while fingering me. Impressed as I am with your dexterity, I want to know what that throbbing cock of yours can really do. Let me turn around. You like? I figured you'd get a better view taking me from behind. Of course, I'm sure. Oh, put it in. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, slide on the wind. Slide on the wind. Oh, my God. Oh, I knew you would be getting bad. Fuck me. Oh, fuck. I know you can ram into mommy harder than that. Come on. Yes. Yeah, even fucking harder. Come on. Oh, like you mean it. Oh, just like that. Like you mean it. Oh my God. Yes. Oh. That's it. That's it. You take directions so well. Who's mommy's good little slut, huh? You are. Listening to every fucking thing that I tell you. Just like a good boy. Keep that up. Keep up that momentum. Come on. There you go. There you go. Right fucking there. Come on. Keep going. Oh, get my G spot just like that. Just like fucking. I've never had anyone take me as hard as you have. I mean, most of the guys I dated just tried to control me. Can you believe they even called me bossy and aggressive, of all things? But you get it. I get the feeling we both needed this tonight. I've gotta know, just who are you? No way. You're...